somebody's life is going to be radically transformed in the next 28 minutes. I really believe that. And I may not know who you are, and I may not ever hear back from you, but I think you and maybe many others will be transformed in the next 28 minutes, because what we're going to talk about here from the Intentional Living Center, part of Intentional Life Media, is one of the most radical and important, and certainly not represented in our culture today, things that something you can do today to begin a process that could change your life, your health, and the destiny of your future. That's a big promise, isn't it? Come on in. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, along with Amy. Thank you for being a part, helping out today. Appreciate that. And Stephen, thank you. A great part of the ministry, and we appreciate the fact that you're helping out today, along with Ray, who's running the board here at our Intentional Living Center Live. The topic is forgiveness. Now, this is not just a Christian or a philosophical discussion. This is hardcore when it comes to your health, to your life, and to your future. The research is very clear that when we harbor anger, that our cortisol levels go up, adrenaline goes up, heart rate goes up, blood pressure goes up. There's a correlation between that and health episodes. It can damage nerve cells, the prefrontal cortex in your brain, where you make decisions can be affected. You ever noticed when you're really angry, you do stupid things? You say stupid things, and the decision, never make a decision when you're tired, hungry, or angry, right? Because you are now drawing blood away from your digestive system, it slows down. That creates all sorts of interesting problems for your digestion, sleep disturbances. And of course, we know the things we need to do, exercise, communicate, solve the problem. And even the scripture says to us, Paul says to us, in that famous Romans 12, where he says, to the extent that you can, live at peace with everyone. Scripture also tells us that we're to forgive one another just as Christ Jesus has forgiven us. What a model. And dare I share that we see in the New Testament as well, where the Bible says that if you hold hatred toward your brother, and we're talking about brothers and sisters in Christ, but even closer, siblings, you can't call yourself a Christian. That's convicting. Now, before you run to the door and shut off the radio, we all deal with this. God's not beating us up, saying you can't be human, because the reality is we do have moments of anger and we do struggle with unforgiveness. This is part of the human condition. But when we linger in this and we allow ourselves to live in this cesspool of unforgiveness, it can be so destructive in so many ways, spiritually, emotionally, relationally. And so today we're going to hear some victory stories, and I'd love to hear yours. I told the team here, I really would like to focus, because we can hear the sad stories, and we all have them. I could tell you stories of my justification of being unforgiving to someone by name. You ever notice that when a name is mentioned, certain feelings start to percolate to the surface? So we all are, we all face this, and we're not immune to its consequences. But I'd like to focus today on just hearing some encouraging calls where how forgiveness changed your life. You chose to forgive, and how it changed your life. We're not talking about not having consequences because of behavior. I get all that. That's another topic. But we're talking about you, talking about me. We're talking about the area of control in which we can decide if we're going to forgive or not. And so come and join us. How has forgiveness, in what ways has it made a difference in your life? Lines are open. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Let's go.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Jessica, and I live in Tucson, and I'm listening to your talk show right now on marriage and forgiveness, and I wanted to share a story about my marriage and forgiveness. I've been with my husband for 10 years, and I had been holding a very deep, deep, dark secret that I was terrified to tell him because it would have put our marriage on the line, and it could have potentially destroyed our marriage. Well, a couple years ago, God prompted me to finally tell him of that secret, and I went in believing that we would end up in divorce after the conversation. But instead, my husband gave me a huge hug and cried with me and told me that he forgave me. And the way that he forgave me was just the way that Jesus would forgive us. It completely changed my entire outlook on forgiving others and being able to forgive. Not only did it free me of my burden of carrying the secret, but it also bonded us on a whole new level and gave our marriage something that it didn't have before. It is now so much easier for me to love and forgive people the way that Jesus forgave us and loved us and the way he wants us to live.
That's a success story. It really is. And thank you for sharing that. I wanted to let you in on that personal moment where she shared with so many on the air in the past about her journey and how her husband chose to forgive. You know, there's a power in forgiveness. There's no way that you and I are going to live a full lifetime and not need somebody to forgive us for something. And it might be a small thing or it could be a huge thing. But the reality is, without forgiveness, here's the deal. It's the person that hangs on to the anger and resentment and bitterness and the grudge that usually pays the biggest price. Not the person that you're trying to forgive, who may, frankly, may not even be thinking about it. Powerful. All right. 888-888-1717. How's it changed your life? Charlotte in New Mexico. Albuquerque, in fact. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Thank you for taking my call, and God bless your ministry.
Thank you.
What happened to me was when I came back to the Lord 30 years ago, I was married to a man that was not a believer. He cheated on me. We divorced. Mm. I was sitting in church, and the pastor was saying, if you brought a burden with you that you cannot let go of, please bring it before the Lord now and ask to forgive that person. I was just silently sobbing, and I did it. I was so excited. I forgave he and this woman. Then what happened, I was euphoric for like, oh, days. I don't recall how long it was. But then all of a sudden it started to creep back in, and I thought, wait a minute. I checked this off my list. Now what's going on here? And very quickly I learned this isn't a check off a list. It's a process. And the more that the process gets easier and quicker with repetition. And I have been called upon to forgive people. And because of that constant, what I want to encourage other listeners is you do it once, don't give up. Keep doing it. It gets easier and easier and easier. Through that repetition, it becomes such peace and joy. And you know, and through this 25 years that I've been doing this, it's gotten easier and easier. And I'm like, somebody goes, wow, can you believe what that person did to you? And I'm going, I don't remember what you're talking about. And they're going, well, it was just last week. And I'm going, you know what? They're forgiven. I'm forgiven. They're forgiven. And that it becomes a thing of beauty to be able to forgive quickly and easier. And peace and joy are evidence that we're following God's word.
Boy, well stated, Charlotte. You've been through it. You understand it's a process. And there can be that euphoric feeling of saying, I choose to forgive. I mean, that's a spiritual thing. But as we know, Satan loves to keep coming back and whispering and challenging and indicting and doing all the things that he does. And we have to continue to be on guard against that and catch it early. So we don't let the root of bitterness start to grow in our life.
Right.
Absolutely.
And that we get the peace and the joy, and we are rewarded for that, too, is that we're following God's word.
Absolutely.
And I love that feeling. And is it easy? No. Sometimes it's easier than others. But, you know, I have fewer bad days. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, because I'm turning to the Lord quicker on all of it.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
See, here's what the scripture says in Proverbs 6:6. Consider the ant, the scripture says. The ant is a picture. In fact, it's the mascot of our Intentional Living Center, because the ant is a creature that is very goal-directed, knows why they're here, and they get it done. I think what God has for us is an opportunity to develop better habits. I don't have time this morning, but in our conferences, we teach on habit formation, how habits are formed, how to develop healthy habits. All habits are in life, good or bad, all habits are is an outward expression of an inward reality.
That's an excerpt from our featured lesson for members up on our website at theintentionallife.com, where we are committed to bringing good content, life-changing content, more peace, more purpose, and a sense of what does it mean to live an intentional life in Christ? And one of the steps is forgiveness. We can't move too quickly beyond this reality when that verse in the book of Ephesians, where Paul reminds us that we are to forgive each other just as God has forgiven us, when we camp for a little bit on the level of forgiveness God has given to us in our lives, it should make, in our own minds, a little bit easier forgive someone else. Where it gets tough is where the other person may not even ask for it or even know they need it. It's easier when it's asked for, but not always is it asked for. It makes it tougher for sure. All right, let me go to the calls. Eric is in Michigan. Hey, Eric, how are you today?
Doing good, Dr. Randy. And my quick thing was, a couple years ago, I did something and really made a big old mess at work and was just, you know, it was over a girl and we just made a big old mess and everybody talked about it, but nobody would talk to me about it. And then a year later, I was at Walmart and that girl that I offended comes up to me, says hi, like nothing ever happened, forgave me, and it helped me move on forward from that. And that's what the power of forgiveness did for me in my life, because here's the situation where she could have thrown the book at me and, you know, still been angry, but she came and forgave me and we've been friends ever since. So it was just a power of a miracle of healing and forgiveness, and it helped me to move forward.
That's a story, isn't it? Sometimes we get stuck in this. It's like a cesspool. And forgiveness is a powerful thing. And I know some are, I know this, some are listening, you're thinking, but you don't know my story. No, I don't. But I do know this. While there need to be consequences, there need to be reality. There are situations that obviously forgiveness is still a part of it, as far as not harboring or hanging on to. Because unforgiveness is something that can destroy the holder of the anger and the grudge. And you look at Eric here. Eric, what a story, you know. Something from a workplace situation where that person chose to clear the air and you received it and you've been able to move on. It's a powerful thing. All right. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate your call. Let me go to Francis in Arizona. Francis, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Good. Tell us, how has forgiveness impacted your life?
Okay, so when I was a child, I wasn't treated well. And I held on to the unforgiveness for about 20 years. When I did finally get to the point where I could forgive, I started remembering all the good things that happened to me as a child. And I was actually able to contact the people who hadn't treated me well, let them know that I forgave them, and that I wanted to start a new relationship with them. And that since then, we've had an excellent relationship.
Wow, how's all that changed your life, or you're moving forward,
well,
Francis?
I was sick for a long time. I held on to that anger, and it affected everything I did, emotionally, physically, spiritually. It was always on my mind,
yeah.
You know, and when I forgave, I was able to let go of all of that. And it was such a relief. I mean, it took me a long time to get there. But when I did, I was like, why didn't I do this sooner? You know?
Yeah, that's a powerful reminder that, as she said, sometimes it takes time. And maybe you've been harboring, hanging on to that, whatever it is, for a long time. Maybe today's the day, right where you are today, maybe before this half hour's up, you're going to make a change in your mind and your heart. And maybe this forgiveness will begin. Maybe there needs to be an ask for forgiveness. Maybe there needs to be receiving of forgiveness, or maybe it even forgiving yourself. Understanding God, the scripture says that if we confess our sins, in 1 John it says, he is faithful and just to forgive and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now let me say this. In my experience of working with people over the years, it may not be the most appropriate thing to pick up the call and call someone to ask for forgiveness for a number of reasons. Yeah, I mean, there has to be some common sense and sensitivity to the relationships and the what's gone on in the relationship. And the person may even be gone. They may have passed already. But the point is, in your own life, you want to deal with this thing of unforgiveness for God's glory and, I believe, for your own benefit. Because the trickle-down is huge. It really is. All right, come join us. How's forgiveness impacted your life? 888-888-1717, the heart of intentional living. Before we get to our next caller, we're wrapping up the month of May and going into the final month, June, the final month of our fiscal year, June 30, just 4 weeks away. And we're going to keep a report in front of you of exactly where we are as a listener-supported ministry. We're not funded by commercials. The ministry's not funded by, you know, any government sponsorship. It is men and women, businesses that choose to donate to the ministry, individuals, singles, young and old, who simply share a gift, an ongoing gift or single gift to keep the ministry going. And I just got a report from my producer, Stephen. He tells me that as of today, the need between now and June 30th, just roughly 4 weeks, is $71,879. And we'll be at the full funding level, 100%. We're sticklers for the detail because we don't borrow money to operate. If we don't hit the goal, we don't say, well, we'll just borrow money. We don't do that. That's very unintentional. And so we receive what comes in, we project, and we spend according to make a difference in the lives of people. Unlike the giant government debt, we have none. And what comes in goes back out. That's just the way we roll around here at Intentional Living. And I thank those of you who've been so faithful in giving every month. Perhaps this would be a 13th month, an added month gift that you could send in at the year end as a way of saying thank you. We'd appreciate it. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And you can click when you do, you can hit the little donate icon, or you can call 888-888-1717 and press number 2. All right. Sounds good to me. Love to hear from you. Scott is in Michigan. Hey, Scott, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Randy, I've been praying for your son, Emmett.
For Evan, thank you.
What I wanted to weigh in about forgiveness is, there was recently, a long, long time ago, back before I got real sick, I had a woman at church accusing me of faking my blindness. And she told me to go up there and get my coffee myself. And I'm sight challenged, and I can't pour very well, and I was afraid I was going to dump the whole pot on the floor. And we were getting ready to have a luncheon for our missionaries that we supported south, and I talked to a lady that I was real close to at South. She was a sister of a brother, and I told her about what happened, and she said to forgive her, and I've been forgiving her, and it's given me much peace.
How long ago was that, Scott?
Back in 2018, February, and latter part of February.
So you walk up, she walks up, you walk up, she says you're faking eyesight. How did that feel? How did that feel at that moment when she said that to you?
I was hurt by that.
Yeah. I imagine you were.
I was hurt by that, Randy.
And it lasted? How long did it take you? I mean, are you still wrestling with that, or how are you doing with that now?
I've forgotten it.
Yeah. Took some time, though?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. We think sometimes the things we need to forgive. Well, let me back up. Think about the things maybe you and I have said inadvertently, unintentionally, and they had an unintended consequence. Maybe someone's listening today. And I'm thinking about all the words I've spoken over my many, many years of doing what I do. I know that I have inadvertently probably offended someone. Someone turned the radio off and never listened again, maybe even harbor feelings. I can assure you from my perspective, from what I communicate, realizing that those things can be inadvertent, the unintended consequences of something that we say and how it can get into the mind and heart of another person and linger there and become damaging for that person. I think about all the situations in my life where people have communicated to me and connected with me, and sometimes people say things and they're not very thoughtful of how they say things, and we can hurt each other unintentionally. And in the process, it can be very, very damaging. All right, we need to take another break, don't we? Quick break. I'll be right back. We're going to continue this discussion at the end of the show and record for a show coming up, I think, next week, as you call 888-888-1717.
Are you trying to fix your child's behavior or shape who they're becoming? In Dr. Randy's message titled, You Were Meant to Thrive, you'll learn how to parent from the inside out so you can raise kids with purpose, not just manage the moment.
Parenting is an inside job, inside before outside, truth before opinion. You as a parent or grandparent will never be successful in raising your kids or grandkids if you focus on the outside before the inside.
Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And, you know, when you do, you're making a difference. Thank you for standing with the ministry. Boy, we appreciate every gift. It means so much. Thank you, Kurt, for that reminder. Melanie's on the line in Ontario, listening to 93.1 out of Detroit Metro. Hi, Melinda, how are you? Or Melanie, I'm sorry.
Hi.
Melanie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Go right ahead.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Go right ahead.
I wanted to talk about forgiveness, too. I read a book called The Shack, and I got to tell you, it hit me in a way I wasn't expecting. During the book, God's talking to this man about true forgiveness. And I had gone through therapy for many, many years on sexual abuse from when I was a child from a family member. And when I read that section about true forgiveness, and I was able to release. You know, there's one thing to say you forgive someone, but then to actually wish them no harm, it's a true forgiveness, and there's a difference. And I didn't realize there was such a big difference. I was a custodian, and I was cleaning, and I was sobbing, and I just kept going, and I know I probably looked a fool, but I didn't care because I had so much joy because I was able to let go of so much hurt because I knew that I had to love him and forgive him truly. Not just, I forgive you, but I'm never going to forget what you did. No, no, no. That's not true forgiveness. It had to be a complete, I love you and I want what's best for you. And it was a monumental moment for me. And that was when true forgiveness really hit me.
Wow. And has that continued in your life?
Absolutely. I couldn't believe it. It transformed me so much. I like called family members. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know how you're having trouble with this person? You got to try this. You just read this book and see if it hits you. And I was sharing it with everyone.
Yeah. You know, I never read that book. I know it had some controversy, but it was what, like 20 years ago that book was out. But the principle certainly is the power of forgiveness. And, you know, it predates anyone's current literature. It goes way back to the Bible, where we're commanded to forgive one another just as Christ has forgiven us. And he knows that that is for our own benefit. And, of course, God gets the glory. And as I've said earlier, as we're wrapping up the show today, as we process this topic of forgiveness, this does not negate the need for and reality for and the consequences of a person's behavior. There's a difference between restoring a relationship, reconciling a relationship, and someone being held accountable for their behavior, which is important. I mean, that's part of the healing for that person as well. But this thing of harboring, and Melanie, as you shared with us, when we harbor these things, there's a break point. And sometimes it's a health break point. It's an emotional break point. It's a relational break point. And we can experience this freedom that we can have in forgiveness through Christ, beginning with recognizing that we need forgiveness from him. You know, the Bible says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, he will save us. There's forgiveness, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Maybe the greatest forgiveness in your life today needed is to turn to him and say, I'm done, Lord, doing this myself, and I give myself to you. And begin the process of forgiveness with receiving it from a God, the God of eternity, the God of creation, the God who loves you today. Hey, if you want to join in the discussion, how has forgiveness made a difference? Call me, 888-1717. We'll record it and air it next week. I'm Dr. Randy, Intentional Living from Intentional Life Media.